Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. And today we're going to talk about how you can increase your comfort as a witch. Do you ever feel just kind of out of place, or maybe you feel alone as a witch?
Here are a few things you can do
to combat loneliness and increase your comfort as a witch. The first one is have a coven night out. If you're in a coven, do some activity, not just being in circle, but actually getting out and doing things together, creating that sense of community and fun. Number 2, do a daily comfort activity. This can include reading a book, doing meditation, and when you come home from work or school, you can do a simple candle lighting ritual. Having a daily comfort activity also helps release the tension of the outside world's pressure on you. As a witch, you tend to be on the outside of mainstream society. Because we are in that fringe group, it sometimes makes pressure on us to conform to what society thinks that we should be. It takes energy to hide. Certain people in certain communities, it may be safer for you not to come out as a witch. So again, with the daily comfort activity, you're replenishing that energy lost. Being a witch and staying quiet and under the radar takes a lot of energy. You have to be careful of what you say and what you do. You have to carefully choose who you can talk to. The good news is that you can connect with the gods when you do your daily comfort activity. Number 3, go to a witch or pagan event. This again will keep you from feeling alone. So when you go to a pagan event or witch event, you'll be able to increase your energy. At the same time, you need to take care. Using the InstaCircle, which I have mentioned in previous podcasts, is a great way to keep yourself safe in a crowd of magical people. Some people may not realize it, but they can be energy vampires. And there's other things too. Some people who have just become a witch may not know how to handle the energy around them. And so it's just good to have a shield up. If you go to my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and type InstaCircle in the search box, you'll find articles including how you can enjoy PantheonCon 2019 or any other Wiccan gathering. You will find the InstaCircle chant there. In summary, the first insight was have a coven night out. The second thing is daily comfort activities. And the third thing is go to a witch or pagan event. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information and my 9 books, visit GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.